Scanner.
And welcome. It's
been another crazy week.
Crazy.
So much has happened this week.
I don't even know where to start.
As far as
current events?
Current events, yes.
We got Ukraine.
They found Bigfoot. They're redoing the Ukrainian government.
We better do the disclaimer. Hold on.
This is
100% for entertainment purposes only here at the Intel Scanner. Do not take any of this seriously. Do your own research on anything we speak about, especially tonight. You're going to definitely want to check out anything we talk about, anything faint apart, whatever.
Do your own research.
That's really what it is.
But you might learn something by accident by listening.
Oh, you're about to learn a whole bunch. because what I wanted to do for tonight was it's already been proven that the government's official story about Oklahoma City is 100% false. That's been proven. So we're going to mention some facts here and there, and then we're going to talk about like what we think happened. We're going to like conjecture and go like crazy off the wall where we think, because we already know it's fake, the official story. So, but let's get into some current events first.
Headlines.
Headlines.
Headlines today.
What have we got?
Lots of stuff. Thailand, civil war in Thailand.
Bigfoot?
Thailand is...
You mentioned Bigfoot. Yeah, what's going on with Bigfoot?
I didn't see it
in Thailand. What's going on with Bigfoot?
Some guy claims he shot some Sasquatch or abominable snowman.
I saw some stuff somewhere on one of those cable channels before they raised the rate and returned the box.
Right.
about that a couple of months back, you know. I mean, I'm not like trying to do headlines here, but wait a minute. They found Bigfoot.
Don't get me wrong.
They find Bigfoot every 5 years. A lot more important than the significance of North America than, say, the Ukraine electing a new government.
Electing?
There's no government there.
Yeah, they walked out.
They're about to fall into Bolshevik anarchy. Total anarchy.
No. The guy walked away, man. He said, screw this shit. Ukraine?
But he's a billionaire. I mean, he is a billionaire.
Well, it seems like now the EU's trying to take over there with all that.
But what's going on with Sasquatch? Now, the only reason Sasquatch. I'm interrupting you guys so bad is Sasquatch. Because it's kind of like, wait a minute.
The guy's showing them for $25 going around the country.
Showing Bigfoot.
He did DNA testing on him, says he's not human. But so apparently the guy knows how to do DNA testing, too.
Okay. I was like in the black today or covered by running around doing...
That was the first I heard about it was today, too.
Stuff, and it's kind of like, what? Really?
So maybe we'll be hearing more about that soon.
Yeah, let's see.
Maybe Bigfoot's family will come forth and claim the body.
That would be... they could speak English, like, for him. Like,
that would be
so
awesome.
If you're
Harry
and the Hendersons?
That's so easy. A caveman could do it.
He apparently had done the same thing a few years ago, said he had found Bigfoot.
And admitted that it was a hoax.
But it's like, I don't know about you guys, I'm middle-aged and then some, you know, getting ready to be attacked readily by the AARP here shortly, you know, and it's kind of like, no, man, I got like junior high and went, Bigfoot? Really? You know, and I'm from a part of the country that we don't see shit like that very much. Now, you know, cactus.
What else we got on the headlines?
Chupacabra?
Yeah,
like that. All right. Not cactus out here.
Anyway, what else you got?
I'm just seeing something here. NASA's Iris spacecraft has captured its largest solar flare ever.
Ever.
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about, on a future show, we're talking about electric sun theory. I don't know if you guys, I've heard about this for the last year and a half or so. I've heard several stories now, so I want to look into that, but that'll be
more
for a future show.
Flares have burst on the sun in recent months compared to the one that it captured, but this is apparently the one we've seen directly with this equipment.
But it wasn't Earth-directed, and it, this is the largest solar flare they've ever captured. Thing is about the coronal mass ejections, CMEs, which are the solar flare. Yeah, solar coronal mass ejections.
That's coronal. Right.
Those are
coronal
mass
ejections.
It's ejecting coronally.
Electromagnetic, and they're it's like an EMP pulse. And if they're ever Earth directed, one was directed at the Earth in 1918.
I've been hit with them.
And we adjusted whatever technology that we had. We're just developing that. It fried pretty much everything on the sun facing.
We have seen some massive ones though. Shooting away from the Earth, thankfully.
Right.
But, you know, some of them could be big enough to completely wipe our atmosphere away if they hit us directly.
The solar wind would blow away. Yeah. If it's stronger than our own magnetic field, then it will
it will just
counteract our magnetic field.
It'll just take
field.
All those particles with them.
All the atmosphere would go with it. Scary thoughts.
But solar weather, I think, is pretty decent here tonight, here in Oklahoma City, where we're presenting the Intel Scanner at the memorial of the Murrah P. Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. What's his name? Alfred.
No, you got it.
Alfred.
But before we got started, I wanted I was reading earlier, and it was a passage out of arguably my favorite book. This is from the True Believer, Eric Hoffer, 1951. The Potential Converts, The Role of the Undesirables in Human Affairs. The superior individual, whether in politics, literature, science, commerce, or industry, plays a large role in shaping a nation. But so do individuals at the other extreme. The failures, misfits, outcasts, criminals, and all those who have lost their footing or never had one in the ranks of respectable humanity. The game of history is usually played by the best and the worst over the heads of the majority in the middle. I want to read that last line again because listen to the wording. The game of history is usually played by the best and the worst over the heads of the majority in the middle. I mean, this man was ingenious. His writing.
That's a great way.
And think about Timothy McVeigh.
What you see going on
now, think about
us.
Timothy McVeigh. What I just said. Now, think about Timothy McVeigh. Now, he could have. If it's very plausible that he could have been working for the government still, he was in the army.
Boston.
And that's a fact.
CIA now, also.
Could he? Well, we're going to get into it. I mean, I would like to list some facts first before we get into it, because it's already been proven that the government story is fake on this. There's a couple obvious ones. If you want to bring up the building, if anybody that's listening would like to go on the internet and bring up a picture of
the
building, and we're going to look at the explosion. And what's funny about Oklahoma City and has in common with the JFK assassination is that both of these, the government's official story, the laws of physics and science break down for both of these. Okay, this is the magic bullet. Look at how it caves in here in different ways, okay? The truck was sitting here. There's no way it could have blown all this out over here. It is impossible. It is the magic bullet. All the laws of physics and science have broken just on that one thing. We haven't gotten into this. And it's like the magic bullet theory with the official story of JFK. It's the laws of science and physics completely melt away.
For our listeners,
and you're supposed to believe what you're told.
You could describe it as the truck parked, or the van was parked, so where roughly...
Anybody that's listening should have this up on...
Center in front of the building, and yeah.
There's several websites...
basically turned around, would have had to turn around.
There's a lot of people that are on this, and I wanted to say the filmmakers of A Noble Lie... they were the ones that really opened me up.
I did a really good job with that.
Well, we have it coming.
Really?
I've listened to a couple interviews of these guys, and these guys really have so much information, and we're just going to get to a few things of it. Like I said, do your own research. This is not anything that you can't find out yourself.
Yeah, look at how that building blew up. There's no way the truck...
Hey, with a little rider truck filled with some boom boom?
With some... fertilizer.
And it was ammonium nitrate and fuel oil bomb, known as an ANFO.
Yeah, those are,
now when
you don't
when
have
you,
that kind of power,
that was
though.
The trigger.
The Air
there
Force
was also an air fuel device down in the basement of that damn thing. If you guys
absolutely
have done your research, there were two
nuclear triggers
released by seismic evidence of our own geoservices,
right. Absolutely.
Of the government,
absolutely.
Indicating
yes,
ignition and a big boom. And
it was an implosion. It was an implosion. Look at it.
The only way to do something
and
like that
Timothy
is
Timothy McVeigh has been implicated in both.
We're not getting Timmy yet.
Fill the entire sub-basement of that thing with propane.
Yeah, we'll stay to the bomb. We'll stay to the explosion.
And then set off the fuel device, which is what McVeigh's job was. And there you have what amounts to the spinabout of the downstairs. And it's quite obvious if you look at the geological survey evidence, there were two explosions within just
recorded with
right.
That's public record.
No, that is absolutely public
and
record.
And that's completely contrary to the government's official report, is it not?
Absolutely. They say one bomb, one explosion, and you can actually go on YouTube and there's several videos of news reports coming from Oklahoma City that day, one day, and there was two other larger devices that were on site and pulled out of there. Now there was eyewitness testimony from around downtown that SWAT team was on site at 7 a.m. in the morning. ATF agents were on site at 7 a.m. in the morning. This is not me. This is all.
I think they would be.
Absolutely, but they were armed. What are you talking about? They have trucks full of armed men just standing there around.
You're talking about government agency now. How many showed up? I don't know.
Okay, well let me give you this one, because this was a lot of evidence. Was this happened from? Remember this name, John Lee Guthrie. He's John Doe number two that was seen. John Lee Guthrie. Remember that name. Okay, September 28th, 2009. Jesse Tradadu, a Salt Lake City attorney, released tapes that he obtained from a Freedom of Information Act that show the Murrah Building. From four different buildings, four different locations from around downtown Oklahoma City. Now, these four locations all went blank at 9:02 a.m. All four locations. The government's official explanation for this, four different sets of cameras, four different companies running it, the official explanation, they were all changing the tapes at the same time. That is their absolute official story. There is no such thing as a coincidence. Now, this attorney, his brother, Kenneth Michael Tradadu, was taken into custody years ago and was beat to death in custody and tortured. Now, his brother was Timothy McVeigh was shown a picture of this Kenneth Michael Tradadu, and he said he was a dead ringer for John Lee Guthrie. So they thought they had John Lee Guthrie in custody, and they ended up torturing him, killing him to death, and it was the wrong guy. And it just happened. It just so happened that this guy's brother was an attorney, and it took him until 2009 to get this information out of the government. And their explanation after all these years is still bullshit. They didn't even try to come up with it. Oh, they were all changing the camera at the same time. We can't see anything. This is all. Timothy McVeigh, true believer. He was a true believer in something. Was he MK Ultra? There was a doctor, several doctors that were MK Ultra doctors that visited him when he was in prison, and he did die with full honors as an honorable enlisted Army soldier. It's on his death certificate out of the federal prison where he was supposedly put to death at. I mean, there's so much weird things surrounding the story that where should we even go? I mean,
I know if you did your poking around, you know there's an Arizona connection, right?
Yeah. Oh, there's a Waco connection. We haven't even got to the Waco connection.
Yeah, I'm just saying, there's an Arizona connection.
The Michigan connection. There's a big MK Ultra connection.
I just want to state that I used to live about 20 miles off the Mexico border.
Did you ever know Timothy McVeigh?
In that area down in southern Arizona, where about 70% of the property is federal. As far as McVeigh,
is there something you want to talk about? This is good radio.
The military. His friends, a group he belonged to, they...
Tell me you know a bitch that blew Timothy McVeigh. Tell me. to no, say it, I know, please. I know. Her on the phone.
But I think they got two other people, I believe in Kingman, or there's a couple smaller towns near there, that ended up getting indicted on federal charges as well.
Okay, well,
they helped them rent the car, a couple other things.
Right, okay, I know the people you're speaking about. They were, yes.
Okay.
They were some side. They were from Arizona.
I want to point out that the Army Intelligence Center is in Fort Huachuca, Arizona.
Good tie-in. Cool.
Okay.
Good call. Exactly.
Now, there's a lot of things that are going on that people don't talk about, they don't hear about, because you just don't talk about it. You don't talk to Senator McCain and get him involved with guns in Vietnam, he goes nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Even though he was.
You get people that, like in Oklahoma. I was off of a bus in a bar.
Okay, good.
When the McVeigh
was
found guilty and it was announced locally and they went, cool. And that was the first time I'd ever really heard of the concept of the unborn, justice for the two unborns, the two pregnant women that were killed.
So was Timothy McVeigh MKUltra? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what he was, but you said he was military. You said what he was military.
He was honorably put. He was honorable. He was an honorable soldier. He didn't even have a dishonorable discharge.
You know, there's all kinds of people that done all kinds of things, whether they were good or bad.
He was an enlisted soldier.
The bottom line is, if you got out of the military with an honorable discharge, well, you know, thanks, sir, for serving your country. Sorry we had to put you to death.
No, he was honorably discharged from the military. I'm not explaining this. He was honorably discharged from the military years before. But when he was put to death at the federal prison, he was listed as an enlisted soldier in the military.
You were just talking about explosives and things like
that.
I just wanted to point out that the area that he was traced to before he went to Oklahoma, and those people that were arrested with him, goes back to Arizona.
No, I understand that. Okay. Now there's another thing about Timothy McVeigh.
And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on down there that the American public don't know about, and we'll make future shows out of that. But there's things going on down there in Southwest, man. It's weird.
Oh, we can get to it, but
you heard it here first, folks. No. Southwest is a crazy Southwest.
It's a haven for mind control and government espionage against its
demonic terrorists.
They're just beta testing what they can get away with to the masses, to the public.
Well, Timothy McVeigh was several eyewitnesses saw him around Oklahoma City prior to the bombing several days with an Arab-looking person, and he was speaking fluent Arabic. Now, that was several witnesses saw that. And that's suspicious enough. I don't know what that even means, but that's been done over. Now there was a source
real profiling, a racial profiling now.
What's that?
Just racially profiling him now for speaking Arabic.
I think the
Arabic.
Government would need a guy like.
Oh no! That's what they're saying was in the army.
Well, I hear that's a very difficult language. Like he would have to be fairly intelligent.
You would,
Now,
don't forget that he was visited in prison by several MKUltra doctors that were known, including Louis Jolion West. And you can look him up. He was one of the leading doctors in MKUltra. But there was a Sergeant Terrence Yeeke. He was the first officer to respond to the bomb. He saved eight people out of the building after it was bombed. And he was found tortured and choked to death with his handcuffs behind his back and was shot like eight times in the head, and it was ruled a suicide.
Ruled a suicide.
It's disgusting. Look it up. This is not anything. So there's a lot of questions. And I don't know. It's really, really shocking. There was no gas cloud from an ammonium nitrate and fuel oil, there would be a huge gas cloud. The Air Force did an exact test of this. And the filmmakers of A Noble Lie were saying that you have two sides of the government with conflicting stories. One side saying that the laws of physics and science break down and create this explosion that is actually an implosion. And it's just insane. You think you could have a Ryder truck that could actually do that? It would have to be damn near nuclear to create an explosion. I mean, you couldn't fill it with enough. The Air Force proved it. It wasn't Mythbusters. It was scientists and military people that proved that you just can't do this.
So, go science.
So really, that's about the facts. Now, why would the government do this? Now, here's a good one. And we were talking about this earlier. Was Timothy McVeigh knowingly or unknowingly a patsy? I mean, was he in the CIA? Was he total MK? Were people just approaching him when he was going to gun shows and stuff? And then we're just like, hey, yeah, what's up? And just start funding some guy, you know?
Used him as a useful idiot, or was he brainwashed into doing this?
Right. Well, did it start when he was in the army? Is really the thing. Where all those years after he was...
Or did he have
X? There was some stuff dug up in Arizona about he was involved with a group there, one of the militias, and there were connections there. And if you guys know anything about like the Viper Militia or some of those down from around that area, there's some pretty severe, honest-to-God, like kamikaze, patriotic Americans living down there.
They're everywhere.
But I'm just saying,
there's kamikaze cycles everywhere.
They got to go through Arizona first, and then be welcomed in their
language.
And we hope there isn't any gunfighting because they got good weapons because we sold them to them.
Yeah, it was in retaliation for the burning of the Branch Davidian compound that Timothy McVeigh was. But that's a known thing. That's known. That's an obvious one. But, I don't know. Could he have been? I've thought this for a while. When he was put to death in federal prison, could he have just been put to sleep and then he wakes up? And then he wakes up, fucking running a CIA death squad. Could that have happened?
Oh, is it in the gas chambers that he was?
No, it was an injection.
It's an injection. Oh, I see.
Lethal injection.
I didn't know how.
And they just wheeled his body out and. Imagine just waking up.
That was that.
Well, is it about, what time is it?
Does anybody know if he was a member of the cult?
We're getting close to our first break here.
More or less a member of
he was a militia.
Affiliated with some Michigan militia people.
But he wasn't
affiliated with some militias
like
in Arizona.
Or anything like that.
I don't know. Was Timothy Mason? I don't even know.
Doubt it.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
He seems like some guy that just signed up for the army and they saw something in him and sucked him into some program.
And he's a good guy for the government to point the finger at.
Well, because the government wants to keep several psychos around. You know what I mean? Might as well keep psychos on the payroll when you got all this extra money.
Yeah, we got a room full of them here.
Seems they'd be paying us.
No.
They should be.
Yeah.
They should be.
Donations are accepted. No loans
especially,
needed.
Especially, we would like to thank Lanik Technologies and the Total Wreck and Gotcha, as well as Puppet Master Publishing for making all this a possibility for us to come inside your radio.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you all. To all our sponsors.
So are we playing music?
We're probably coming up on that.
Ah, okay. Well,
Tim McVeigh. Was he a mind control?
Or was he?
Patsy, or was he just a useful idiot thinking he was doing good? You know, which is it?
Cries, can you come so hard? Tell me now. A young man tries, he
And we're back on the Intel scanner.
So we're back about 10 seconds.
Oh, well, good. Excellent. 10 seconds.
It's great to be back.
From local band Omnifex. That was awesome. Also, Perpetual Jones in there.
All right. We have a couple announcements coming up. March 29th, the Redacted Pulse Tour at the Rail Yard.
Yes.
With the Diamond Plate, this band out of Chicago. I was just listening to them earlier. They're pretty cool. We're going to have to check that out. This is going to be at the Rail Yard on March 29th with Diamond Plate, East of the Wall, and local favorites, Cancerous and Endeavor. It'll be a good show.
Awesome, awesome.
And another bit of news, mtradio.net has a new website coming out this Saturday, March 1st.
And it is sweet. Oh. It is.
We're hooking everybody up on this one.
Yeah, it's wide open blog, First Amendment accepted. You can get crazy. Let's see what everybody thinks. It should be fun.
Voice your opinion. Speak your mind. Have a voice.
So keep a lookout for that this Saturday on mtradio.net.
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 And here we are coming back to the Intel scanner topic tonight, Oklahoma City bombing and 9/11.
Timothy McVeigh, is he still alive? Is he dead? I mean,
the phone lines are open here in the studio. Give us a call.
Oh, yes. Phone line, 406-545-4496. Call in. Excellent. And we would love to hear from you. We've got the new phone lines up, so all of everything you have to say will come out crystal clear.
Just hit option one when you call in, and then you'll be connected to the studio after Pal.
Call in and you will be connected. Do you want to be connected? Another shout out to The Total Wreck and Lanuk Technologies, as well as Gotcha and Puppet Master Publishing.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. So from Timothy McVeigh.
So Timothy McVeigh was at the Branch Davidian compound handing out literature when it was burning. And this was and as we all know that David Koresh and his followers there, that was the original domestic terrorist group. That was the original where they were gonna have bombing federal buildings, robbing banks, killing judges, and blah blah blah. The whole, you know, we're the right wing revolutionists, and Timothy and David Koresh broke the mind control and took the team for himself. That's why when the ATF stormed the building and they shot back, they knew they weren't getting out of there alive. That's why they milked that. There was at that point they were going to burn them out no matter what. They were dead. And Timothy McVeigh was a part of the same program, something in there as David Koresh and the Branch Davidians were. And they used him for the same program that they were going to use the Branch Davidians for, was bombing the federal buildings. But I mean, but they had a whole team with the Branch Davidians. They were going to set them up all over the country to do all sorts of attacks. And they were going to enact the Patriot Act and everything. That was going to be the original 9/11, was the Branch Davidians. That's who they were going to use for the whole domestic terrorist and blah, blah, blah. And it's just kind of a strange coincidence that Timothy McVeigh would be at the crowd, you know, eating hot dogs, drinking sodas. Well, you know, Waco's burning and whatever, whatever. We all know the whole story. So, come back to the story again, you know, like the quote from the True Believer was he just a useful idiot? I mean, it's really a question.
Well, we know it's not a coincidence, right? You know, he was involved in Waco to some extent, and he, you know, claims that the Oklahoma City bombing was in retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously not a coincidence that it's 2 years after the Waco incident, you know, he's made it clear that that was his intention, you know. Yeah, you know, how much of this was, you know, how much free will do we have? Did he have? Was he acting on himself? Was he being pushed around?
Why would a government? Let's say in if it's total goofball world and this is totally nonsense, let's just say if a government did want to do this, why would they do it? What would really be? Is it?
Oh, I know. Oh, it's, well, they would do it to take away more and more of the freedoms that we so enjoy as Americans. They're eroding away at the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and all they need is an excuse to do it more.
Exactly.
It could even be both ways. I mean, he could have obviously wanted to do this on his own, and he did, and let's say the government caught wind of this, and they helped him out with a couple, you know, with the secondary explosion, and they wanted some of their own shit destroyed in the process. They're like, hey, we need to get rid of this.
We need new weapons.
This paperwork and shit that we have
really
in the building.
Ridiculous.
Well, that's the MO that they use. They will let no crisis go to waste. If they suspect something's going to go down, they'll infiltrate whatever that is and use it, make it happen, let it happen, so that they can be, oh, we need total security. We need to keep our citizens protected and safe.
And scare people to falling for it.
Absolutely.
This whole government lockdown.
When the government, the police force, no one, they can't keep you safe. None of these giant alphabet agencies are doing anything to keep anyone safe.
And a side note, there was, the military's being really scaled back. And there was a statement put out by some big military piece of shit today that, we're creating a military of pilotless aircraft. That was his. That's the quote that he said. We're creating a military of pilotless aircraft.
Let the drone strikes begin.
Last days of the proletariat. We already have all of this. Feel free to pick up a copy. Endless worldwide civil war is the absolute. What the corporation is looking for. One business can control it all, and that's what it's going towards. All this civil unrest and everything. It's
really an evil plan by design.
It's disturbing.
It's designed to wreck society. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. It's problem, reaction, solution. Mm-hmm. So they create a problem, see the reaction that they get, and already have a pre-planned solution to give them the outcome that they desire, which is total control. So they're making civil unrest happen, and that's the problem. And then the reaction to that is a bunch of chaos and riots. And then so the government wants to come in. Oh, we can definitely keep you safe and give you food and come to our camps. And now you'll be begging for it. I mean, that's just one example of how, you know, or maybe they'll release a bioweapon.
Well, I would like to say this also. I want to do a little tie in here. There's an independent journalist. I'm going to go over here real quick, and I'm bringing it all right back. There's an independent journalist that has allegedly has absolute proof that Gene Rosen of the Sandy Hook, whatever it is a paid actor. This he claims he has 100% proof. The Truth Movement is about to break Sandy Hook, and I'm going to tell you the reason that Sandy Hook's about to get broken, and Oklahoma City. And I'll just say Oklahoma City. We don't even need to use 9/11 right now. Let's just say Oklahoma City. The reason Oklahoma City stands so strong and Sandy Hook is about to fall apart is because a building actually blew up and people died. And Sandy Hook was a complete television event. They tried to fool you right before your eyes. And it just didn't work. It did not work. Now, Sandy Hook's already been broken. And it's just a matter of letting people know about it.
I just heard Connecticut's pushing in the next phase of their Turn In Your Guns program.
Mm-hmm.
That was clearly the reaction that they were looking for. Well, the solution that they're trying to give is gun control. For, you know, have a school shooting, the reaction is horror and terrified of guns and who can get guns and let's make them illegal and make more laws about guns. That was the whole Sandy Hook was about gun control.
But that's where they went wrong was they tried to fool you using the television. They tried to total just use.
Well, they also did like a gun turn in after that, although they did pretty good.
Those were mostly staged.
Yeah, those were staged.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, it's like they did a gun turn in and they really didn't have very great numbers.
Not as much as they were hoping.
Oh, no, they thought for sure. Were gonna
be, oh, the children.
You start talking about gun control in America, and Americans run out and buy more guns.
Well, you know what they should have done was they should have brought all the piece of shit movie stars and singers and done a, it's for the children. Turn in your guns.
I thought Fox News had already done that.
What, have you ever seen the video they put up with all the movie stars? The gun violence is too bad. We need to really start.
Oh, yeah. That's like the fucking Actors Guild. That's a fact.
Fucking Chris Rock, piece of shit. Every movie star that was in that commercial, piece of shit. And I stand by that statement.
Now, wait a minute. I have to bring this up. You're talking about people can't have a gun. How the hell do we catch a Sasquatch?
Oh, that's a good point, John.
Okay, you know, I mean, we're here in Montana.
You're luring them in.
And you go camping, you know, you got to be loaded for bear around here, you know? So I'm sitting here going, you know, some guy's got a Sasquatch. We got to have the Second Amendment.
Apparently, that's a ridiculous argument, but okay.
Apparently, what's in the news today was Connecticut has their assault weapons and high capacity magazine registration law, which was rushed into it, enactment by their governor.
Don't fall for this.
Yet, as of the January 1st, 2014 deadline to register them, they figure that only approximately 50,000 of the 370,000 had been registered.
Yeah.
A compliance rate, I just saw it here, was something like 10%.
I recommend no one comply with
total
with ridiculous all laws like this.
Exactly. This is a
clear
violation.
We shall not be infringed.
Clear takeover.
It's
unless you live in California.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, a lot of these things are grandfathered, or at least at the state level. So, what do you do when you've got a state like California, Arizona, New Mexico, which concealed carry is perfectly legal? I mean, you want to sit on a public bus with your fanny pack in front of you? You know, chances are you don't want to mess with that guy.
Bigger than mine.
But
I don't believe that's the case in California.
I guess what I'm trying to say here is that depending upon where you live and where you are, you know, the gun laws are pretty open with regard to, okay, I'm on a public bus and I'm defending us against Sasquatch. At the same time, you have things like Sandy Hook. My question is, all right, if we're publicly educating our children, and I realize that we don't want to turn high schools or middle schools or even elementary schools into prisons,
which they almost are already.
Which a lot of them look like from the outside nowadays.
Feel like from the inside.
You know, man, my last high school reunion, it was like, you got to drive past the booth, they got to check your ID, you got a parking permit, you got to be here how long. And I'm just saying that it's like, I can see these extremes. No, on this end, we want to hunt Sasquatch. On the other end, we want to protect our children.
So are you ready to fucking start throwing Molotovs and do this, or is that what you're getting at?
No, I guess what I'm saying is at one end where it's like, oh God, turn in your guns for the children. And then there's people like going, you know, they set up the Second Amendment to protect us from ourselves.
Well, when my father was going to high school, he could bring his rifle to school, put it in his locker, go to class all day, and after school, take his rifle and go hunting Sasquatch if he wanted.
When I went to high school, the bigger the buck knife you wore on your belt, the better it looked, you know?
And see, that's the way... That's
don't even think about bringing your toenail clippers to the high school.
Not now, huh?
No, not you or me. You know, we're alumni, but I mean, right? It's like, you know, okay, here's my car keys, here's my wallet, here's my ID, here's my old ID from
here's
when
my DNA and my retinal scan.
You know, well, hey, you wear glasses, your retinal scan's already...
Thanks to Oklahoma.
He's been taken.
And that is all thanks to Oklahoma City, and nobody wanted to take notice at Oklahoma City. Look at everything that's happened after Oklahoma City.
Now, we were talking about bombs and things earlier.
Yeah,
the dropping of buildings, Oklahoma City.
Which was an deplorable false flag event.
All right. Two distinct kabooms within milliseconds of each other.
Seismically
recorded. Seismically registered. A part of the record of the seismic and geology.
Was it milliseconds? I thought it was longer than that.
No, it was like kaboom, boom.
Within less than a second of each other.
Okay, and within about that realistic of thing. One was a trigger, and the other one was like somebody left the gas on in the basement. if you look at what we were talking about, those pictures and things,
yeah, well, that's totally blown up.
That's totally
what
do we
think? What
no,
was it? C4?
Up from the bottom was and it, down.
Was there C4 in the basement?
It was nuclear triggers. It was nuclear triggers with... There's an interview on YouTube with a man. He's doing 25 years in federal prison. And he was a really smart scientist, and he used to work for the government. And he swears that this federal prison they didn't interview with, he swears that there is no possible way that had to have been done with these type of nuclear triggers that him and another scientist invented for the government for doing this type implosion demolitions on
large buildings?
On large buildings in urban areas.
I guess why I'm adding here is because we're here tonight at the memorial.
Mm-hmm.
In Oklahoma City. When I was hitchhiking years ago, I passed through there the day that McVeigh was convicted. And they went justice for the unborns down there. It was my first introduction to the Bible Belt. In the bar that I was sitting, it wasn't about McVeigh getting convicted. It was about justice for the unborns.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to change subject here. This is something.
No, that's exactly what we're doing this show
and,
for.
And if you go into the Beltway, as they call it,
where would a government even think they can even be?
If you go to the Beltway and you deal with the bus stations in OKC, the memorial sits right adjacent to the main central area there, and there's actually two little plaques for two unborn children there, along with 200 and some odd, whatever.
I think I can
charities.
See them from here, actually.
Here. Yes. And I guess what I'm saying is that this whole concept of a single minority can speak for a majority, mm-hmm. you know, what we're trying to enlighten people about around here, you know, why do we need the Second Amendment? Why do we need 50-round magazines?
You shouldn't even have to explain it.
I'm sitting here going, 50-round magazine is kind of like nuts, but you know, a 15-round magazine for my 38 that I use.
But who cares what it is? As long as I don't shoot anyone for no purpose, let me carry as much as I want.
And legally and openly, you know what? I'm not saying like put a goddamn 45 on your hip.
Concealed
carry is cool.
And that is why you have to stay on top of Sandy Hook, and is because that was a complete
fence like
and
this.
And we're gonna break it as long as the truth movement has already broken Sandy Hook, and it's a complete Second Amendment, and we cannot allow this to go on. And the reason this nonsense, we it can't be like the JFK assassination, and it can't be 50 years later. Of course it was a dirt.
No, information moves a lot quicker today.
It sure does. This is our only defense.
They blew his head off in front of everybody, and it was obvious shit. Don't tell me information.
Right. No, everybody
knew.
Fucking
live that day. Don't tell me information. Bullshit. Oh, my
everybody
God.
Saw.
I was a fucking child seeing that. I was like, he's a fucking president.
The president got shot in the face. And then they said it was in the back of his head. This official story.
And
he got shot.
The supposed guy that did it had another guy run up on him and shoot him, Jack Ruby. And then Jack Ruby hangs himself in jail. And then there was all these other people that die around. I was like a child hearing that. Like, this is a joke, right?
This sounds made up.
He died.
Yeah.
We respect where we were.
Allegedly,
according to the record, he is deceased. Yes.
Allegedly
executed.
He could have been wheeled right out of that prison and. Woken up
stuck in a body bag and
woken up the boss of resuscitation. All sorts of shit.
As a secret black government hero.
He was executed, right?
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah.
According to the record.
Yeah,
the official record.
11/97
You know what's coincidence? You know what's a coincidence? You said something earlier, no such thing as coincidence, but
there isn't.
You know, The day of the bombing, Oklahoma City, the 2-year anniversary of Waco, was also the same day of the execution of Richard Snell with his own plot to blow up the Oklahoma City building.
Mm-hmm.
White supremacist, he had a plot, you know, some years earlier.
And
same
that
deal.
Some of the stuff that goes back to Arizona.
Part of the CSA.
Group?
The covenant, the sword, and the arm of the Lord.
How is that?
There you go.
How great was that? I lost
there a good one? Can I use that?
Coming with the sword of the Lord.
They're apparently defunct now, so.
It's coming with the sword of the Lord.
Yeah, I'm putting that in my next song and stuff. That's got to be in my next.
See, I would have gone with just the arm of the Lord.
Covenant,
the sword, and the arm of the Lord.
But he was executed
from North Arkansas.
In an Arkansas prison the same day as the Oklahoma City bombing. Yep. And allegedly watched it on TV and nodded in approval.
Wow,
that's pretty cool. Got so there's a nice coincidence there. So that's
no coincidences. That's one. That seems to be coincidental. What a quinky dink! Yeah, the dude that planned it first got to see it from prison before he was executed.
Essentially, yeah.
That's
kind of crazy. I mean, the universe has a way of closing itself sometimes. Nice closure, right?
That wasn't planned by anyone either, huh?
No. It happened exactly the way the government said. You'll go back to watching television.
All things fall into place as they may.
They Live. That movie is
prophetic.
They Live and Idiocracy are going to become like the two movies that were like,
oh man,
wow.
Idiocracy. Holy Somebody get shit. Me a drink of water.
Out of the toilet?
I got some Bronto. It's got electrolytes.
That's right.
The fuck are electrolytes? You don't even know what electrolytes are.
That's what plants crave.
We have a problem with our crops.
But what they crave is the Patriot Act.
Right.
What we need is Obama's insurance.
Wow, yeah. Did you
talk about the nation blowing up over something?
The world's about to blow up over medicine. There's a real strong push right now for an international body for international medicine.
See, we need Obama's insurance for Osama's insurgents.
Right. Hey, that's clever. I like that. The Obama insurance for Osama's insurgents. Well, it's if the insurgents of Osama would just move to America, they could get Medicaid and Obamacare. It might cost them a little more now, I guess, since Obamacare is not free, apparently. That's not free health care.
What I don't understand is like all the people that are talking about Obama this, Obama that. He's like, he's drawn us into the socialist whatever. This was on track long before Obama. Long before. I don't understand.
He's just another puppet in a long line.
That's why I don't like Obama. I don't like him because he's like a power move maker.
He's a really good
guy. I don't actually hate Obama. I just hate the puppetness. I mean, I don't really hate him. Like, whatever. I mean, he's a puppet. Who cares? He's a fucking Ronald Reagan. He's a stooge.
No, he's a really good liar. He's really charismatic.
He's a George Clooney.
He's a great speaker.
Puppet Master Publishing, I think. Well, depending upon how you look at what the business is.
Certain amount of respect for the guys behind the hand of
it.
We're not behind those strings, so of course.
Speaking of David Rockefeller,
competition in that respect.
Oh, that's right. David
we're actually scheduled in. He just
shot a text.
Shot us a text here. The Intel scanner.
He's David Rockefeller.
That number again.
David Rockefeller.
545-4496.
He's flying in.
Private jet.
And after the show tonight, performing fellatio upon him as payment for everything he's done for us, as homage to his greatness.
We didn't want to say anything until we got
the utmost of respect, but actually,
it is confirmed.
I cannot wait to feel David Rockefeller's hot rod, fleshy member in the deep vastness of my throat. I cannot wait.
As I said, which virgin are we sacrificing again tonight?
No,
we're not allowed to sacrifice virgins anymore.
What?
Well, the thing is, we can't find any virgins anymore.
Well,
that is
Montana. I understand that. Wait a minute. What?
So, I mean, we all came to a consensus. We're not taking anyone that's not of age, so the virgins that we have, the women that are available are just not virgins.
Far between.
I mean, there's some really good liars out there, though, so if we're sacrificing women that lie... then we would have an abundance.
Well, we're gonna ask David what he would do when he gets here.
But yeah, David Rockefeller coming in for fellatio tonight. We're all taking a
turn. We are all gonna blow David Rockefeller tonight.
Wait a minute, speak for yourself.
Well, how bad do you want this show to succeed?
All right, I'm sucking.
Wait a second,
you're just holding the camera.
All right.
I don't have the right
lipstick. You get a partial cut.
I did, however, recharge the batteries in the Canon over here. So are we going to post this on the internet when he's... when?
Oh. Yeah, we can do like a live stream. We're doing a live stream of the David Rockefeller blowjob at the end of the show.
Really?
Live stream, yes.
Really?
Stay tuned.
I can't wait.
We're gonna figure it out. It's gonna be legendary.
Well, you'll have to hit the Chinese website to pull that one up. We're going through a couple proxies.
We'll bounce to the Chinese servers, whatever. Yeah. They'll like it. It'll be the morning there. They'll be like, oh, ching chong, ain't the morning.
Wait a minute. We could go through Ukraine.
Oh, is that David Rockefeller?
Government over there.
They're sucking your dick.
Okay, so if you go through the Ukraine, you know, the whole change of government over thing, you know, I imagine we could dig up a local college student or two that could hack a thing or something.
Well, yeah, that's a tough job, too, to suck David Rockefeller off, because I'm starting telling you, he can't even come unless he's choking a dead baby.
Oh, it takes him long time.
Standing in a vat of shit.
I wonder what he's going to do this time, because, well, he came that, like, when we first started doing the show, he made an appearance, and... Oh, that was a crack. I can't even remember.
Well, eunuchs defecate upon him.
Oh, it was shocking that evening. I can't even get into it. We didn't do a show about that evening. That must have been the second one with the Gremlins 8. That might have been the one he made the appearance. I don't know. Maybe that's why it disappeared. I don't know.
But yeah, we're looking forward to that. So,
well, we're gonna be going into a commercial here soon. We could do a little bit more. We haven't even gotten into 9/11 at all.
Well, that's why we want to segue into how this Oklahoma City relates to 9/11. There's been a lot of speculation. I mean, since each one's happened, but there's clear, looking back, we can see a lot clearly that the outcome they were desiring from these type of maneuvers, false flag events that were set up by a rogue faction of the American government to create the ends that they're looking for, which is more control, taking away more of the rights that we all enjoy so much, that our forefathers bled and died for. The World War II generation, especially, I want to give big props out to the greatest generation that ever lived.
Yes.
The greatest generation.
Yes.
And
can't be taken from them.
We're now about to reduce the military to its smallest size since before World War II.
But the military monster that was born out of that war.
We don't need live people to run the military anymore. We need dude at a computer screen to run
running all drones.
Fleets of them, yes.
I can just hear that the Doctor Strangelove music in my brain whenever I think of ten.
And everyday citizen, everyday person,
rolling over everywhere.
They don't realize how dangerous this is. They don't. They think they're safe. Everyone thinks they're safe from this. You go right across the street to the bar and talk to anyone in that bar about what do you think about drones? Oh yeah, I think they're great.
Oh yeah, regular. Yeah.
Blah blah blah. Anybody, just in regular people though, they're like, hey, they don't feel any sort of clear or present danger.
Well, a lot of people don't even realize, like Dr. Oppenheimer. This is my favorite. I love telling it. Hey, you realize like this could burn down the whole atmosphere, blah blah. It could, but if it doesn't, I'll make a few bucks. I mean, so
right.
The mentality of these fucking people is I can take it all. Oh boy,
I'm just gonna either blow up the world or become king.
We're calling.
Ooh, caller, who's calling in tonight?
Here we go.
You're live on the air.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Yeah, my name is Jürgen Bergen. I was talking with Captain Jack last week.
Where were you?
Oh, Captain Jim, huh? You know him?
He was in Norway.
Oh.
I'm here in Nova Scotia, and my cousin, the Swedish chap, he was wondering. He was visiting the Hutterites a couple of weeks ago, and he lost his favorite chicken.
His rubber chicken?
Rubber chicken?
Was
he choking his chicken?
I don't know.
I didn't know you could get rubber chickens in Nova Scotia.
we can in Nova Scotia. That's why he's the Swedish chef that does the show. Yeah, the rubber chicken, yeah?
I'm all for
it. Hey, my son, I hear you use a rubber chicken, yeah?
I do like rubber chickens. We need a rubber chicken here.
We
like on a noose. We need a rubber chicken.
We're gonna have a rubber chicken on.
Good call.
As a guest.
So you haven't just seen the rubber chicken.
But generally, I'm allergic to latex.
So where are you from?
Yeah, I'm here in Nova Scotia. I'm right here in some sea.
Is it cold?
This is Jürgen Berg.
Jürgen Bergen.
Now wait a minute. I found you in the sea to shout. Yeah, the Muppet?
Oh, yeah.
His chicken is gone. Then they run off your guns off.
Okay, well, Jürgen Berg.
Have you seen his chicken?
Thanks for.
I understand you may have been kidnapped at Hooterite.
You should, You should bring some rubber chickens to the studio.
What do you know about the Hooterites?
Not too much.
Okay.
Why don't they shave?
Okay.
Why don't they shave?
I'm listening to the show tonight. Good show.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, excellent. You have a good one.
Yeah.
Right on, caller from Nova Scotia.
Jürgen Bergen, excellent.
Jürgen Bergen.
So we are worldwide here on the Intel
Jim.
Good call. Worldwide broadcast.
Well, thumbs up to Captain Jim out in California.
I think Captain Jim moved to Costa Rica.
Oh, that's right. He defected. First time we heard from him.
And that was Jürgen Bergen, I think.
Jürgen
from
Bergen.
Nova Scotia, apparently.
Well done.
Well, that was fucking...
This is a worldwide broadcast.
Absolutely.
Never know who might be listening.
This is Red Alert.
If you are listening, you can call in too at 406-545-4496.
And internationally, that's a 1. Country code 1. 406.
0-1-1-406.
5-5-5-4-4-9-6.
Please feel free to call. It's toll free to anybody that's got a cell phone in most of North America and Canada.
Do you want to dispute
anything
that's been said?
Are you in the Yukon territory and alone tonight with your muse? Please feel free to call in.
My friend Jameson says it's very good to
is
do
is your
this.
Name William Shatner?
Shatner Trousers.
Are you traveling around the United States looking for money? Please feel free to drop by. We ain't got no money, but you can always drop by.
You can always call in. That's even easier.
If you see a connection between the Oklahoma City bombing and 9/11, then maybe you should call in and tell us what
you
think.
Yes, if you can find...
Well then, we have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller here.
Who could it be?
Who could it be?
You're live on the Intel scanner.
What's your name? Who are you from?
This is Trevor Stoltenberg, and I'm from the local 406.
Local 406. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about World Trade Center 7.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Go ahead. What do you think about?
Well, that's like one of the biggest, mysteries of the entire 9/11 thing. And how it just according to, office furnishing, fires, that's what they say.
I want to bring up
that in 2008, the NIST, National Institute of Standards and Technology, Shyam Sunder, PhD, the lead investigator, claimed that the collapse was caused by office furnishing, fire-induced progressive collapse. And that in a 2012 FOIA request, that it came out that, let me retrace my steps, that Shyam Sunder claimed that, one of the columns, that the reason why it fell in the freefall speed was that column, 70-something, that it wasn't stabilized. And during the FOIA request, it was claimed that was a lie, and it was up to strength by 3,896 studs, which kind of takes out the entire freefall theory. And that,
How good this building fell down.
That's where they housed the money, correct?
That's not possible for skyscrapers to fall at freefall speed like that.
Sure.
And it's crazy,
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I personally watched the news that morning, and they announced, look out, Building 7's about to fall, like 20 minutes before it fell. Everybody get back, Building 7's going down.
Oh, that's
That's where we are just about to jump into 9/11. That's a good call.
Well, we're in right now.
The building all there.
If you're first down the air, building 7 and the powdered form weaponized anthrax. That's the two biggest holes in the whole 9/11 thing. Building 7 and powdered weaponized anthrax.
There's a lot of other holes with the people.
Oh no, that's just two. Oh jeez.
The emptiness of the buildings relatively on that day.
The best one that I was reminded of the other day, I was watching the video
on it. Donald Rumsfeld announced that we've lost $300 trillion.
The best one was finding the passport of one of the hijackers on the street. It didn't burn down in the thing. They find the perfect clean passport.
Magically on the ground, his passport.
Are you kidding?
I don't believe that at all.
Oh, what? That is just such nonsense. That's laughable. Laughable.
Absolutely.
And all these men came from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is the most restrictive country in the world. I don't know. They're still beheading people in the streets, stoning people in the streets. And we do business with them all day, every day. Well, hey, what's up, homie?
Well, watch Lawrence of Arabia one time.
It's... Oh, but Iran's the enemy, and Iran hates the Jews. But I'll tell you what, Iran has. I'll ask you what Middle East country has the second biggest population of Jewish people other than Israel? Answer: Iran. And it's not Saudi Arabia. You better. it's nonsense. What's going on? And people are just eating up this media bullshit. And all those terrorists were from Saudi Arabia, and. We should definitely get into Osama bin Laden.
He's still there.
Yeah,
Collar, what do you think?
Good points, Collar.
What else
you got to say? Go.
So we're back. Sorry, the delay is kind of weird.
Oh yeah, you're gonna want to turn your volume down on the radio down.
Yeah, you're probably getting an echo.
Yeah, you're gonna get a delay and an echo.
So right,
but Osama bin Laden was hired to fight the Mujahideen. In Afghanistan, and as a young man, there's video of it and everything, as a young man back there to push out the Soviets and to restore an Islamic state and whatever. And he was being funded by all sides to fight the Soviets out of there. And it just so happened, I mean how'd that even happen? I don't know exactly what happened. What do we think happened with that? But it's a fact that
two generations of greed. They didn't bite the hand that fed them the first time when they said, Russians, no problem, here's some Stinger missiles. Second time, they went in and went, wait a minute, you're going to shoot our shit down with that crap? Wait a minute, you're whose kid? And there's been two generations, 20 years, between the start of the Soviet War and the beginning of the American War, 30 years combined total worth of war in the last half century, just in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not that it matters, but it's like, you know, I mean, that whole tribe, that whole area over there is run by tribes and clans.
But think bigger than that. Why would the United States, let's say in total bizarro world where I'm just a total paranoid schizophrenic and I think the government does everything, let's say that they run the whole thing, it was all set up and blah, blah, blah. Why? Why go to Afghanistan? Why would they set it up and the whole thing is pinned on this one guy sleeping in a cave in Afghanistan?
I know why they want
Afghanistan for rare earth minerals.
Rare earth minerals. That is the largest deposit of rare earth minerals.
I was thinking poppy fields.
Special ores.
That's just a bonus.
That's a bonus. That's a tip.
And the poppy field.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tip. That's poppy fields are a tip.
I didn't know about the rare earth minerals. Right.
Yeah, they've got the vets.
Oh, no. They want those rare earth minerals.
All doped up on morphine, man. Who do you think we're getting that stuff from?
That's not shit compared to what they're getting on. That's not shit. They're not going to get. It's either us or China's going to be there.
I'm just saying. Where do you think we're getting the medical, heroin for those guys at?
That covers the hotel money and shit. Golf money.
Right.
Yeah, my heroin connected at Afghanistan covers my Pebble Beach fees.
Right.
Oh, boy.
They could.
I said it. So when did Osama bin Laden die? Does anybody really believe the government story at all? I mean, Who believes that?
What do you
Hands
think?
Up. Who believes it?
Call
it.
I don't.
Do you really think the government would just like kill him and just throw his body in the ocean. They don't even...
The ocean thing is weird.
It's totally weird.
You heard the
king. Thanks, Saddam. Saddam Hussein gets live on the internet. Live on the internet.
Yeah, that was
awesome. And Osama bin Laden? I don't know. Like we made him out to be kind of a hero. Like, what?
You know the name Drake out.
Gave him, a Viking burial. We put him at sea.
No.
Viking burial at sea. Like, what are you talking about? Like, gave him the honorable Viking burial. Like, what are you fucking kidding me?
So is there anything else you have on your mind tonight, caller?
Oh, I'm just loving what you guys are doing. I love the form you guys are presenting this in. And, great. We need to be talking about this.
This is I've been wanting to do this one for a while.
Well, we're glad you called in.
Absolutely.
We do this every Tuesday night here.
Oh, great. I get to listen in more often.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming in, buddy.
He's still there. Sure. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, man. You made some great points.
Building 7.
Appreciate it. Yes, yes.
Is really, really.
That's quite an anomaly. I can't imagine what would cause that building to fall down just for no reason on the same day as the other two buildings got hit. Why would that happen exactly? How in the hell did that?
Well, there was supposedly. the master technicians got to set all their big bombs for the big buildings. And, the assistant, though, he had to prove himself. He still had to do the smaller building. And
when they got into the basements of both, they came across that what appeared to be cut, central corridor.
Right, like a controlled demolition.
We're going to do this, bang, blah, 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 blah. And the truth is, it was a controlled demolition.
Absolutely.
Okay. Ta-da! You want to fly a couple airplanes in? No problem, man. Yeah. We'll make it look good, but
remote control airplane.
Asbestos? Really? Okay, we can get rid of that.
The thermite? That's more of a problem.
Nah, we'll bring in the core.
And yet, airplanes hitting skyscrapers has been in most structural engineer training for the longest time. So.
Yeah, but at the Empire State Building, it was 1950, and it was propeller-driven.
Yeah, so it all comes down to the jet fuel. Did the jet fuel create some kind of perpetuating collapse, starting from the top, bringing the whole thing down?
That'd be crazy.
It doesn't even make sense.
Is that what happened?
To happen that fast?
I mean, yeah, they went down quick.
These weren't some little hotels. I mean, these were some massive structures. You wouldn't be able to just...
Yeah, but they're mostly empty space. Think about it.
What I think they had...
built from the outside in with trusses and a central core that held it together. Boom, 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 boom. And it doesn't matter whether it was blown up from the top, the middle, whatever. Gravity would take its toll. It would have to.
What I think was remote controlled airplanes right into it, and they used that Tesla technology and just shook those fuckers to the ground. Just shook them to the ground. Tesla did it in New York City 100-something years ago.
Yeah, but they found thermite in there anyways. There was thermite that melted steel. Jet fuel don't melt steel. Girders and concrete.
Girders cut at a perfect 45.
Right, yeah. They made specific cuts at structural points. Mm. They melted it with thermite, that's what they use.
You think explosions put in it? Like explosions?
So do you think?
How did they bring it down?
So Osama could not have engineered all of this himself. Then.
Well, he had to be collaborating.
Super
explosion
with
someone, from inside.
Some group here in the U.S. Is that where we're going?
Well,
the factions of our own government.
Plans, hold on.
Quite possible.
The plans to the building would be a matter of public record in New York, which means that somebody of native birth, or at least somebody who was here in the United States, tapped into the public database, got the blueprints, and they went from there. Mm-hmm. The question is, who was it? When did they do it? How long ago? And was it so long ago that they had hard paper? How long had they been waiting to drop that piece of real estate in order to make its value go up?
Well, let's talk about the Pentagon.
Which is another coincidence.
Because that doesn't even make sense.
That happened the same day, too.
Right? That doesn't even make
all
sense.
All planned out by the same people. So, right?
It wouldn't have been a hard one to pull off if you had the connections. If you had Serco connections. If you had the Serco connections, yeah. You could pull it off. If you had money and the Serco connections, boom. Because that's what it is. It's
if you look at the hole in the side of the building, it might have been the Gulf Stream. It could have been a cruise missile.
What about the plane that crashed in the ground?
Enough to be a 747. Oh yeah.
Do you think there was? Was there people in there?
No, nothing.
It wasn't that big.
Oh yeah, and all the people registered with the Social Security. This one's good. Registered for September 11, 2001 in New York City, the people that died, their Social Security numbers, there's not enough people that died that day. So the government's official story is there was a bunch of illegal immigrants with no papers. They're not, everything about this story is nonsense. I mean, and nobody's even saying anything. Like you even try to talk to people, they're like, no, government said it's like this. And it's like, are you even looking at anything having to do with anything? And then that's the problem, is that nobody is looking at anything. They're just like, oh, but der, I get to watch the TV and eat the Taco Bell and der. Like, you can do that, but you better be paying attention to politics and that side of things.
No one because, wants to.
Well, politics is paying attention to you. Politics is into you. Hey, well... It's scary
because it's so complicated and they're so into you. They spin all these stories so huge and shit around like that.
You better get paying attention to politics.
When it comes to politics in Billings, you can go to PBS. You can pull it off air.
I'm glad we're in Oklahoma City tonight. get out of fucking Billings.
That's about it.
It's a nice vacation. We take a vacation every week here on the Intel Scanner.
But I'm just saying that you can go to, what is it? There's an L channel or something local, and you can actually watch your people in action.
Like a public access channel or something?
That's what you need to get on. Legislature channel.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's part of the five PBS channels.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that you should like spend 20 hours a day watching it, but you know, you want to know what's going on, and it's not like they're not letting you know.
It's not like they're not letting you know.
No, they're putting, you can read it into their white papers and all of their government manuals. Even as far as army manuals go, there's a manual about people into.
We all love sifting through 600-page fucking bureaucratic reports, you know, where tiny bits of information, real information, are buried in just piles and piles of paper. And that's how the government operates.
It is. They spin so much bullshit around this little tiny center of nugget in the middle. That's like, geez.
Find the needle in the haystack.
Dang, man.
It's a good thing we have a lot of unemployed needle and haystack finders around us in this world today.
Because
we are digging up a lot of nuggets.
A lot of weird stuff out there in the world.
When it's that big, you can't cover it all up so much. It's like having a slave dungeon. Someone's going to find out about it sooner or later.
Yes. it might be 25 years or whatever.
How are you producing all of these really cool sweatshirts? it's not from my slave dungeon. If you'd like to sign up for our slavery program... We have a
couple of custom made sweatshirts.
Okay, so what are we doing with the text earlier? What's going on?
The text.
I got to make this video available.
David Rockefeller showing up here
for Felicia.
He's on the way.
Because he deserves it.
Limousine through town.
David Rockefeller.
I hope he's bringing pizza.
We're going to suck your car. Yes,
I almost
David.
Brought pizza earlier, but you guys said pretzels.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
I don't think David likes pretzels. You bring pretzels around him, he fucking...
He's salty enough.
he's been known to kill a peasant on sight.
I'm just a sound guy. I get to turn the video camera on.
An old salt with us here.
He'll have
here
a on the way. Toe stomp. like, just snap like of the that. Fingers, done. Like, is it... I wonder how many bodyguards he's going to show up with this time. He had what, 7, 8 last time.
But what are we going to do? Go live on MSN friendly with this thing? Or what are we doing here?
I don't know. I'm really camera shy, but...
Oh, boy.
Maybe just this once.
Maybe a pay-per-view?
Yeah, a pay-per-view, yes.
Public-supported crazy guys eating pizza.
Who wants to watch us sucked in?
If we get $5 tonight.
Maybe we need to start a Facebook page. How many people want to see the Intel scanners?
I don't think he told his friends. He was a little embarrassed he was coming over here.
Check this out.
This is the website.
He's slumming
Rockefeller's cock. He's like, fine. Fine, I'll show up for a dick suck.
All right, well, you know, since we were talking about, you know, what the hell can we do here, you know, like with my
in honor of the 9/11 show.
And taking a break.
It's ridiculous. And, 10 minutes anyways.
You know what?
Really in honor of Timmy.
I'm going to, like, you know.
We have 8 minutes anyway.
I'm going to hit this button here.
If you've got something to say, we have 8 minutes.
Well, yeah, let's give us
a call here.
So should we play a song and then we'll come back and run it just a little?
545-4496.
All right. We're back at the Intel Scanner.
Well, still awaiting David Rockefeller's grand entrance. Be great to see him again.
Can't wait to see him.
He's a welcome friend of the show.
While we were waiting for him, we were listening to some Perpetual Jones, as well as...
No, that was actually Death Smiles Back.
Death Smiles Back. Awesome. Death Smiles Back.
And a couple of friends of ours.
So excellent. Great.
Other friends of the show.
I was outside. I missed that. I was misinformed here.
Good stuff. So,
Well, we had a side prediction on as far as the Sandy Hook. I don't even know what to call it. We'll call it the Sandy Hook whatever.
The Sandy Hook mystery.
The Sandy Hook. I don't like the Sandy Hook.
Would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids and your stupid dog.
We had mentioned Gene Rosen earlier, and I want to explain why he's the absolute weakest link. Because a bunch of the children showed up to hang out with Gene Rosen, and he gave the story, whatever. Everybody knows the story. The children were dropped off on the bus, and they go and hang out with this guy for 30 to 45 minutes, and they're telling him all about this massacre at the school, and he's telling the whole story. Now, the weakest link of the story is there's no children. We don't know who these children are. They've never been interviewed. All we've been told is these are the only witnesses to Adam Lanza, the true witnesses to the massacre, allegedly. But it's through the telling of this Gene Rosen.
So people been running into Gene Rosen at the grocery store lately, even, huh?
They said he's been having... The statement he made, you gotta listen to the statement he made. He's like, I don't really care about me, but it's the parents of the children that I'm really worried about, and it's...
It's the Connecticut gun ordinance.
Sounds like he's at risk.
It sounds like you are at risk, and Gene, I would say flee the country.
Get out of it, because I bet you he's going
to
die.
Look at what they do to people, man.
Mysterious circumstances. Yeah. Death by mysterious circumstances seems to be more and more prevalent lately. Look at all the bankers just popping off dead. All the high-ranking bankers.
Everybody just dying.
Yeah, so tell me they won't kill Gene Rosen.
That's pretty crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Killing all these
I don't know. Where are these children? Well, the real question with Gene Rosen is where are these children at? That's the real question with Gene Rosen. That's why everybody has so many questions about Gene Rosen is where are these children?
Wasn't there supposed to be some guy that saved a busload of children and they can't track them?
That's the story. That's the guy.
Okay, so... I saw that. I know there was a bunch of YouTube stuff out there about it, too. I mean, we encourage people to make sure that they go out and do their own research. You know, isn't that part of the job here at the Intel Scanner is, you know, wake up, folks.
Yeah, do your own research. This is Team Wake 'Em Up, YouTube channel, number one, Team Wake 'Em Up. Sandy Hook, case closed, ultimate, cannot be debunked. If you can debunk it, he said he'll take it off the air. And that's not me doing that. That's all Team Wake 'Em Up. They're the one. Max Malone. These are the guys that broke it.
I happen to know the gentleman who is speaking right now has been in many strange situations on the YouTube involving commenting and giving people a hard time and getting one back. I mean, you know. We are free speech radio.
Yeah, First Amendment approved here.
First Amendment.
So,
which means 9/11 was probably done by rogue factions of the government.
Rogue factions.
Also connected to the Oklahoma City bombing. Same rogue faction.
Same type.
I mean, you know, who was into it? Was Eric Holder? Had something to do with some of that cover-up.
He was the underboss
in the first place. I mean, a lot of these people that were involved in the OKC investigation and covered and swept it under the rug, it seems, are now in higher-ranking positions and have ascended the level of the ladder due to their compliance
with
this black rogue... I don't want to say black, but I don't mean black like black, but I mean...
Here we are,
factions of the government.
We're going overtime.
Next week...
I just want to say about Eric Holder was he was indoctrinated at 6 years old, look this up, do your own, whatever... He's been indoctrinated since a child. I mean, he's a total janitor for the government. He'll do whatever.
Clean up, man, you know.
And total indoctrinated
corporate,
and if,
whatever.
And if anybody can find Jürgen's chicken, that would be really cool.
Jürgen Burger.
Well, he said he's going to send one in for us.
Actually, next week on the Intel Scanner, we'll be looking at GMO crops, food.
And fracking, right?
We're going to do GMOs and
fracking? Yeah, let's look at the food supply and what's happening to it.
Because fracking ties in with the food supply because it's poisoning the water.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah. Those both tie in with each other. So
absolutely. It all falls
might
under.
Even touch a little fluoride.
Oh, Monsanto. We can talk that. About Monsanto. Yes. They're my second favorite. And Monsanto, yes. I hope you make another $100 trillion this year.
And how they're all under Agenda 21 is what they're pushing. What that all ties it all together. From fluoride to the food supply to the control of every bit of communication to the control of everything, transportation, communication, food, farm implements, land, resources, everything. Agenda 21, that is what is tying all that together.
Well, we're going deep on the food supply and genetic modification and fracking and fluoride and more. That's all next week on the Intel Scanner.
Should be a good one.
Yes.
So are we out of here?
And that the next one will be March 4th.
Right?
March 4th, okay. 2014.
Sure. All right.
Can't wait. Isn't that a full moon?
It's a Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time.
It's always a full moon here.
It's always a full moon at the Intel Scanner.
So, are we going to pay our respects to the people who died?
Absolutely.
Here at this 100%. This is an absolutely lovely memorial.
Closing up.
If
you're in Oklahoma City,
get to the bus station down off the beltway.
To all the innocent victims that fall victim to this nonsense, yeah, it's absolutely there's. But to everybody that's controlling it, it's just disturbing.
Very disturbing.
Really disturbing.
It's still a wonderful memorial.
Also, if you visit the memorial, there's no alcohol on the premises. They made us stand on the outside for a while till we was done drinking, but. Just so you know, I didn't know when we came here, but we're not allowed to drink on the premises, and so.
Actually, they don't even know we're here right now. They didn't like all the equipment we brought.
Well, you know, we have a lot to do. We have a lot to say.
The time machine, and we left that this week, but.
Time machine is.
What we're gonna do is go back in time and meet Obama back when he was in college, and his name was Barry Sotero. We should, and we're going to go buy some crack.
That's what we need to do. We were thinking about doing a time travel show, jumping in the time machine.
I want to go and buy crack from Barry from the block.
It's gotten a little dusty in the, in the garage
week?
Here.
Well,
yeah, we can.
We're talking.
Are we going to do a time show next week?
We'll see. We'll give it some time. We're hitting GMO and the food supply next week, so.
We
appreciate all our listeners.
Today.
Invitation is pending.
Invitations only. You can't get in without them. It's an exclusive set here.
We'll see you yesterday.
I'm traveling one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sounds fun.
And you've been listening to the Intel Scanner on mtradio.net.
Hubmaster Publishing.
Atlantic Technologies. The Total Rack. Gotcha.